live from Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Scott K. Nichols and State Farm Insurance. And now, here's your hosts, Brandon Reif and Jonathan Birdsong.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back. Welcome back to Crossroads Sports Radio, NCAA Bull Season Pick'em Show. With myself, Jonathan Birdsong, Tanner will be joining us momentarily. JB, long time no talk.
Yeah, long time no talk, man. Real short 24-hour turnaround. As anybody that's familiar with our show, they know we would like to be a daily show, but right now we are just primarily a weekly show. And like yesterday, if you missed yesterday's show, shame on you. But you can still listen to it because it's available for download on all platforms for streaming and whatnot. But anyway, man, like, yeah, tonight we got another show because, like, you know, college bowl season was just too big to kind of cram into, like, what we were talking about last night. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, what we were talking about last night was NBA, NFL, and you missed like last night's show. You missed Brandon Reif's I give it 8 out of 10 Jim Irsay impression. But
well,
like,
I'm glad you said that because while we're waiting for Tanner, we can cover quick Colts news from today. First off, Jim Irsay called out Daniel Snyder even again. It started a very interesting discussion on our Facebook page with some people. And then also Jimmy, I'm going to call him Jimmy. Jimmy Irsay comes out and says, the head coaching position here for the Indianapolis Colts is wide open, man. Wide freaking open. We are going to look even into the college ranks. The college ranks. He said that a few times, John, talking about looking in the college ranks for head coach, and that the position is still wide open a day after Saturday, saying, yeah, well, I'd still like the job.
Yeah, man. So it went from, you know what I'm saying, a real good season outlook to a hot damn mess real fast. Think about it. Fired Frank Wright. Think about it. Brought in Jeff Saturday, no coaching experience off the street. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Now here we are talking about, you know, you're making announcements. And I get it, there's only four games left, you know what I'm saying? And I know that's the bitter sports reality, but, you know, that's not even – you're not even thinking rational. You know what I mean? So I don't know what's going to happen with the Colts, Brandon. I really don't.
Yeah. It's more to come on that, but that was a big news. And then shout out to friend of the program, Tyler Ford. Threw out Draymond last night in the Pacers Warriors game, throwing him out and then making the big call for overturning the call on Miles Turner, which helped the Pacers win. So shout out to him for doing that. That was awesome. Tanner Penrod, what's going on, my man?
What's up, my man? Were you just talking about Tyler Ford's little punk ass?
Yeah, he's a friend of the program.
That dude ejected me out of intramural. That dude's got short man syndrome like I've ever met before.
Oh, wow.
He's thrown me out, but he also threw out Draymond Green last night, which was great.
He's soft. He probably just called him a bitch, and he said, yeah, I got to get out. Yeah, he got to go.
All right. Anyway.
Coming in hot.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I thought that's what you were talking about, and I've always had my two cents about him. He's the quickest trigger I've ever seen.
I know you have. Gentlemen, on the Facebook Live currently, we've got a couple little bit of housekeeping news. The final standings from the regular season, I finished 63-66-3, first place. Tanner, what is that noise coming from you? Sounds like you're beating a drum.
I don't know. What is it?
I don't know. It's
coming. I got my AirPods.
Interesting. I don't know.
I got my AirPods in. I don't know why.
It's not there anymore, so maybe it got fixed.
Okay.
Anyways, 63-66-3. I was in first. Tanner finished second at 61-68-3. Jonathan finished last, 57-72-3. So regular season crown goes to me. We reset the records, gentlemen, for the bowl games. They're new records for the bowl season, just like the playoffs.
That's fair.
Breakdown of how this is going to go. This week, we've got 13 games that we are going to pick, all 13 bowl games, from tonight through next Wednesday night. Next Wednesday night, we will pick games from the Thursday to the following one, which will be another 13 or 14 games. And then that should leave us towards one more set of 13, and then it will leave us to one for the national championship on the 3 weeks out. So,
love it.
Yeah, and I'll be going crazy by that point anyways because we'll be less than a week away from my wedding. So bull season is in full effect. So we've got 13 games tonight. These are the odds as of Monday. I figured it would be easier for us to do it this way instead of all of them in one show, run out of show, and the odds may skew because some of the odds have already skewed a little bit for some of the later on games that we'll see, a la Purdue and LSU.
Purdue.
Well, we pick them in a couple weeks.
If he could have got on LSU early a couple weeks ago, that would have been a steal.
Yeah, Brom out, and then obviously Aiden O'Connell announced today that he's out, so that'll be – but – maybe Drew Brees can put the uniform back on and, you know, bring back some magic. But so we've got the picks, ladies and gentlemen. It is that time for college football pick 'em. I was gonna play a sounder, but it was messing up earlier, so I don't want to play the whole 2 minutes. First game, gentlemen, we have is the Hometown Lenders Bahamas Bowl. This is tomorrow. Tomorrow morning at 11:30, John's going to get up, eat his breakfast, and throw on a Bahamas Bowl. Miami, Ohio versus UAB. UAB, 11-point favorites. I will go first on this one. We'll kind of go down in order each time. Boys, I was looking at this game. UAB used to be a powerhouse enough to where I picked them back. Back, Tanner, to bring you back some memories, this team, they used to wear special children's hospital uniforms, and they had one game a year that was always for the kids. They wore the uniforms, the special helmets, and the name on the back had one of the kids that's in the hospital on the back of their uniforms. So I was a big, big UAB guy, during those times. Well, as of the last 3 years, 2 to 3 years, they've kind of went down a little bit. They're coming in at 6-6. They're playing Miami, Ohio, MAC school. I should probably cheer for the MAC with it being Ball State's, you know, rivals, as Stone Cold would say. I'm going to go with UAB minus the 11, gentlemen. Jonathan.
Like Brandon said, man, another MAC school. It's good to be a MAC school, man, because it used to be like they only took one team postseason play-wise from the MAC. And, like, now, man, I feel like four or five teams get bowl games, man. With that being said, man, Miami, Ohio this year did not really, like, slam dunk and press anybody. You know what I'm saying? There's no way I would put good money, my money, on the Redbirds. So I would just say, yeah, UAB and the 11, man, for sure. I think UAB, honestly, probably play a tougher schedule this year.
Jonathan, or Tanner?
Well, here's a tidbit. Miami covered their last four spreads in the bowl games. UAB, 0-3 against the spread with more than 6 days off this season. UAB comes in 1-6 against the spread in the past seven games. So with that note, and I saw what Miami did this year, they battled around in the MAC, and I think 11's just a tad too many. So give me Miami of Ohio to cover the 11.
Perfect. Oh, wow. I like it.
Oh, wow. They like it. They love it.
Now, breaking news. Breaking news out of the world of the pick'em. I am switching my pick to Miami, Ohio. John, latest news I'm seeing, is Dwayne McBride is out for UAB. He is their biggest piece to their run game. He is out, just announced. Give me Miami plus the 11 in it.
Here we go, man. I'm sticking with UAB. I'm pretty solid in there. You know what I'm saying? I know this is going to be an ongoing thing, man, because guys are going to, you know what I'm saying, decide not to play and say they're going to, you know what I'm saying, preparing for the NFL or whatever, man. So I'm still safe with my pick. Again, Miami, Tanner brought up a good point about them covering. You know what I'm saying? They are a team that kind of stays in games or whatnot, but it's just, I mean, what they did this year didn't necessarily impress me at all. I mean, you know what I'm saying, to that extent. So, yeah, I'm sticking with my pick, man. Brandon, you are.
Oh, I had to change. That run game's going. Yep. Give me Miami. That dude's out, man. He's been there. He's a senior, too, I believe. So,
right.
One game I'm looking forward to, gentlemen, is going to be 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. One of the best games, one of the best bowl games of the season. I'm going to go ahead and call it now. Calling it early. Duluth Trading Tier Bowl, number 25, University of Texas, San Antonio, UTSA versus number 24, Troy. Troy, when we put the games out for a bet, were -2. Troy -2. The actual odds I'm seeing right now look like UTSA -1. So there's been a little bit of movement the other way. So with that being said, Troy -2. Jonathan, what do you like?
Two very powerful programs. Programs that, I mean, I thought Purdue, you know what I'm saying, would probably try to look at and pick their coach from. I even talked to Brandon off show. I thought Coach John Sumrall, the head coach of Troy, I thought he would be somebody that Purdue would try to look at. But again, different conversation for a different time, man, as far as who Purdue picks. I like Troy just because hey, man, listen, go do your – everybody do yourself a favor. Go listen to how passionate Coach is, Coach John Sumrall, about Troy and, like, how he feels, you know, saying he wants Troy to continue to level up and not – he said, why not them in a 12-game playoff race? So again, man, I think they're looking at this game a little bit different. They're looking at this game as a stepping stone into like building something into the next 3 years where they are, you know, they're arguably one of those teams that they get a bid. So give me Troy. I know it's gonna be close, man, because on the other side that team's not chump either, man. So, but yeah, I'll go with Troy in the two.
Okay, Tanner.
I like where Brandon Ted's at on. The, I mean, pardon, Johnson Ted's at on that Troy. Couple facts. I'm a trendy and stat guy. They're 10-2 against the spread. Second best cover percentage in the FBS this year. If you don't want to bet the spread, for people listening, you want to go the over-under, Troy, to the over is 8-0 in their last 8 bowl games. So, a couple little tidbits. If you want to go that way, if you don't want to bet the spread, you can always vote for points. And I always like who likes betting unders because that's boring to play with. So, you can go an over. I'm going to take Troy. I think they can cover it as well. So give me Troy. I might even double up tomorrow if I'm feeling it. Troy, cover, and the over tomorrow.
Okay. Going back and forth between this one, it's going to be a great game. 3 o'clock, I'll be watching it. Actually, I won't be watching it right at 3, but I'll be tuning into it. I got to pick up my marriage license tomorrow at 3. So we'll be doing that. Looking at it right now, boys, 62% of the bets are on Troy. 81% of the money is on Troy. That's a 19% difference in it. Troy now is getting points from the bets, but we're giving up 2 here. I think it's still within the field goal enough to where I'm comfortable. Give me Troy as well, -2. Against UTSA, and probably one of the better games that we're going to see, like I said, during the bowl frenzy. So I'm going to take it as well.
Bronco country, let's ride.
We're all riding. All riding on them.
Let's roll.
The next game we have, gentlemen, is the Wasabi Fenway Bowl. We can also call this the Kenny Satterfield Bowl, because he is going to Cincinnati for Luke Fickell, and he's leaving Louisville. And the Cincinnati versus Louisville in this game, the Fenway Bowl at Fenway Park. Louisville, 1-point favorites in this game. Tanner, what do you like?
Is Brom coaching them down there? Is there old, or are they just going to do an interim guy?
Interim guy, I believe.
Yeah. No worries. It's an early riser. It's an 11 a.m. game in Fenway. Cincinnati has, I feel like they've been bad this year against the spread. Actually, I just found something. They're 2-8-1 against the spread this season, fourth worst cover percentage in FBS. With that coach leaving, I just don't – with Luke Fickell leaving, I just don't know if Cincinnati's got enough in the tank. I think Louisville's probably been the better team this year. So I'm going to – with that said, I think I'm going to go – I'm going to go Louisville Cardinals laying the one to win.
Okay. I'm going to take Louisville as well. I think with Fickell gone, it means more to Cincinnati with him gone. Like, their faithful leader is gone. And I think for Louisville, it's more of, oh, our guy left for this school? Well, let's put a beat down on him and show him what we can do. That's why I like Louisville in this one, minus the one. Damn near almost a pick'em. It started out as a pick'em, I believe, initially. So, yeah, I'll take Louisville minus the one as well.
I'm probably going the other route, fellas. I like Cincinnati in this. Neither one of these teams is going to blow each other out. So, hold on. Give me the spread one more time.
1 point, Louisville minus one.
Right. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, neither one of these teams going to blow each other out, man. So, Bearcats have been running a little bit better program here than Louisville. You know what I'm saying? As in the last, I would say the last two, three seasons, man. I know both teams are going through a lot of transition leadership wise. Neither one of us, anybody on this call, knows who's really coaching. You know what I'm saying? Those teams right now. So, I don't know, man. I just like the level of intensity that Cincinnati can bring. Against a team like Louisville. Again, both of these teams are kind of like mirror images of one another, you know what I mean, as far as like talent is concerned. I think Louisville's just a little bit more vanilla. So I'm going with Cincinnati.
Okay.
Guys are idiots. In Three Foolish Men, I put you right in that category.
The legend, R.I.P. R.I.P. the legend.
Yeah. No, that's great.
With that, okay. Oh, yeah, I've got new ones. I've got this one for when Jonathan tries to ask me something stupid. One of our guests tries to ask me something stupid.
You're asking me dumb questions, guys. Really dumb questions. Jesus.
I mean, I've got them already. All of them riled up.
I love it.
You know, I got Jonathan with
Smith hiding behind a fake name forever. Just stop. You're a fraud. Just stop.
Oh, yeah. He's
just classic.
Oh, classic. Speaking of classics, the Cricket Celebration Bowl, Jackson State -2.5 versus NC Central. Fellas, I'm guessing Dion.
Brom's going to be at the game, bud.
Who?
Coach Brom. He's going to be at the game, dude.
Is he coaching?
Yeah, Dion's coaching the game.
He is. Well, shit, then give me Jackson State to cover the 2.5. I didn't know if he's coaching or not. If he's coaching, give me Jackson State. If he's not, I'm on NC Central.
I snap call you, too. If he's coaching that game and he's playing one last time for those guys, they're going to win because he wants to go out on top. There's some shady stuff going behind the lines that Jack State saw with some money things and them not paying him what he was deserved and what he was due. So they ran a little shady operation when, even though they got him in there, he was bringing in all this money, but they weren't giving it to him. So he's just going to – I think if he's coaching, he'd just rather stick it to him and say, I'm winning and see, I just won this one, I'm out.
So, yeah, give me Deion, give me Jackson State.
I think we all deserve the right to a switch if he doesn't end up coaching.
Good call. So, yeah, I'm going with Jackson State.
Okay. All right, so we're all in agreement there. We'll see. We'll see what will happen. Like I said, this is the asterisk game. We all deserve a right if Deion, because this crazy bastard might just wake up on the game day and be like, "Yeah, well, I ain't gonna coach him. I'll just sit in the stands, or I'll just stand on the sideline."
And he'll do that, and then four of his players will be like, "The best ones are like, yep, we're not playing either." They'll do something like that.
He might even pull his own son and say, "You're not quarterback. Yeah. I don't want you to get hurt before going to Colorado."
Yeah.
Which, if he's already transferred, he can't play.
Well, he's not playing yet. I know his son's not playing for sure. I'm pretty sure that Prime, he will be there, but the son's, he's already transferred.
How good is the backup?
So you might want to change your bet right now.
How good? All right, well, let's talk about this for a second. How good is this backup? Justin Powell, you're watching. Love it.
No, look at who their opponent, look at who they play. They ain't played nobody, man. Jackson State will beat them.
All right, okay. I mean, Jackson State beat Southern like a drum. They might as well not even have a football program.
Is that Whiteout? I mean, or is that number one corner going to play? What's his name they got last year? Doesn't he play corner?
He is either. I don't think he is.
Is he transferring to Colorado too?
Probably.
I didn't hear about him. I didn't hear. Sidebar. The only for sure recruits I know, Deion got the kid that was supposed to go to Notre Dame, the running back. He got him to turn, so he got him to go to Colorado. His son is going to Colorado. Outside of that, he got Miller Cop brother to get pissy. And he's transferred, but like, dude, y'all won one game, so you know what I'm saying. Miller Coop put that on Twitter, man, talking about moving on. Yeah, moving on. Where are you going? You coming to IU? I hope not. You know what I'm saying? Tom Allen don't want that. But other than that, man, I really haven't heard who's Deion getting outside of it. You know what I'm saying? It's a 5-star kid running back that's supposed to go to Notre Dame, and like I said, his son who's transferred.
Let's see. I'm looking right now, just guys, to see if I have any notes from it. I don't see any updates currently right now. So
I'm trying to look up their depth chart.
Yeah. Jackson State, we'll stick with that. They're going to win. Yeah, I am talking about Southern. I heard they might as well pack it in. They can't score any points against Jackson State ever.
You're going to have Fred Sanford mad at him.
Oh, man. Hey, Justin Powell, you said you're narking on me. You tell them that Jonathan Bersong called him Fred Sanford. You tell him that. Elizabeth, I'm coming up to meet you.
He's heard it before.
All right, next one, the SRS Distribution Las Vegas Bowl, Florida versus number 14 Oregon State. Oregon State, 10-point favorite. Gentlemen, Anthony Richardson, quarterback for Florida, is out. He has opted out. So there's your news and notes. Jonathan, the floor is yours.
Dude, some of these bowl games, not some of them, all of them, these locations, like, why are these dudes stepping? Like, dude, go to Las Vegas. Please, man. Go. They going to the Bahamas? The prior bowl that we talked about? Man, I'd be all in. They getting NIL money. They getting swag. I don't understand why dudes are sitting out. I really don't. It drives me crazy. But as far as this game is concerned, you telling me the kid from Florida is not playing or whatnot. It still should be a pretty decent game, man. State surprised me this year on a couple. That's why I'm sitting third right now in our daggone pick'ems.
They beat Oregon. I called that Oregon
right,
game.
I'm gonna take them, man. I'm gonna take them because again, they burned me at least three times this year when I should have picked them. So I'm gonna take them over Florida. Florida. Hey, man, you know what? Florida in 2 years' time, they'll be talking about, are they gonna go get Prime? Because it still hasn't got settled there yet. But the floor is yours.
Okay, Tanner.
I just looked at this.
The ex Ohio State quarterback Jack Miller will be the starting quarterback for Billy Napier and the Gators.
The other guy's in jail for
child sex predator case. Kitna's boy, John Kitna's son.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna go Beavers. They're 7-1 as a favorite this year against the spread. I'm gonna roll with that. Florida. I think they roll with that quarterback too much. He does too much. He's such a dual threat. That's going to change up how they play. So, I like – with that being said, I'm going to just ride with Oregon State. I don't think they're going to be missing too many players, and I think they should be still full strength. So, I'm going to roll – give me Oregon State.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to go Oregon State. Anthony Richardson opted out. The second string, Kitna's got sitting in a jail cell for child sex predator crimes. You're starting an ex-Ohio State guy, third QB. It's not looking good for them. Oregon State's got more to play for. I don't think these Florida guys give a crap. Like Jonathan said, they're just out there in Vegas for the swag bag, flying across country. Oregon State's a short trip, short business trip, the kids like to say. So I'll take Oregon State as well.
Broncos country, let's ride.
So we're all right in Oregon State. The next one, one of Jonathan's favorite named the Bulls, the Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl. Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl, Washington State versus Fresno State. Fresno State -3. Tanner, you're up.
I'll go Fresno State. Give me Fresno State. I think they played really good in that with I think they're in there with San Diego State and Boise and all that. I think that's all the same conference. They played well this year. I saw a couple late-nighters of them playing them maybe against Brady Hoke and San Diego State. I watched them one time there, and I think maybe against Boise too. Enough to impress me. I'm not – Washington State won their game in that, I think, against regular Washington to end the season. Played really well there. So that kind of was a turn seeing how they played well against them. But I'm going to ride with Fresno.
Okay. I'm going to take Fresno State -3 myself. Both of them have a short trip down to L.A. for this one. But for me, it has nothing to do with the actual game. For me, it's sentimental. And anytime I see Fresno, boys, I always think of the 1996 Royal Rumble when Shawn Michaels won and he gave that old super kick to Diesel, and it was in Fresno, California.
Right
underneath the chin. Give me Fresno State -3. They'll super kick Washington State in the first half.
Love it,
man. How can I follow that, right? Man, it probably turns into a home game for Fresno State, man. If you like points. Both of these teams are probably going to get into the 20s, you know what I mean, mid-20s. I see why there's a small point differential between them, you know what I mean. But I think it's ultimately kind of turns into a home game for Fresno State. So give me Fresno State.
Okay. So we're all on it. We're all on the old Fresno. I was going to think of a song from Fresno, but
Broncos country, let's ride.
Can't come up with one, so we're all on to Fresno. The next one is the Lending Tree Bowl. Rice versus Southern Miss. Southern Miss 6.5-point favorites in this game. Boys, some of my notes I've got for this one. Southern Miss has covered 4 out of their last 5. Rice has kind of flamed out down the stretch with multiple quarterbacks being injured. There's a top 10 Havoc defense versus Rice's offense, which is 106th ranked. So this is all going Southern Miss's way. Southern Miss also needs a little bit of lift up, a little bit of praise, a little bit of good fortune to go their way. I mean, their star quarterback was underneath tax fraud for building stuff down there in Mississippi. God forbid, a YMCA for somebody, but I'm taking Southern Miss -6. One with the people.
I'll roll with you. And I think this is in that same Mobile, Alabama, where Ball State went down there in Tulane gave us a golden shower down there. The golden hurricanes wiped us so bad down there.
And I believe it was pouring down rain, wasn't it?
It was. I was there. Absolutely dumped on us. Golden showered her. But, so you know what? I took an underdog there. Tonight I'm going to take the fave this time down there and learn my lesson to ride with the fave down there in Mobile, Alabama. So,
right.
Give me the Fighting Brett Favre's and Southern Miss.
Jonathan.
Oh, man. Golden shower. I didn't think we would talk about that tonight, man. No, man. Southern Miss. I like Southern Miss, man. I don't know what they are. Rice used to be a proud program, man. And what the hell has happened here? So, I don't know, man. I go with Southern Miss and hope you don't get rained on.
Y'all motherfuckers don't watch us play throughout the year, to tell you the truth. All right?
All right. We're all on Southern
last
Miss.
The last time I saw Rice do anything, I think it was in the college baseball World Series. I haven't even heard
Bronco
them do anything
country,
else. But,
let's ride.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're all on Southern Miss, and it's going to rain. I wish I had the sounder for Purple Rain. I'd let that go right now. But,
it was so nice for halftime. I think a hurricane came straight to Mobile at halftime.
Yeah. God, that was a mess.
Dude,
I remember that.
It dumped heavy down there.
That was when I was happy. I was like, yep, I'm happy up here in my apartment in Ball State, or my house at Ball State watching the game.
Yeah, we did literally play the Tulane Golden Hurricanes, and yeah, they smoked us.
Green Wave.
Green Wave, yeah. No,
Tulsa is the herd name.
Yeah, it was Tulsa. I think that's who we played. It wasn't too late. It was the Tulsa. Yeah, Tulsa girl, Golden Hurricane. Swear. Yeah, Tulsa.
Yeah, okay. Next one, boys, is the New Mexico Bowl. SMU -5.5 versus the sexless Mormons, BYU.
Whoa.
The Fighting Zach Wilsons of SMU, by BYU.
He's going to be scouting at the game, buddy.
He's looking for moms? Yesterday you called him the milk hunter.
Looking for the mom.
He is.
The vodka water. What do they call
he
it? The mom water. The mom water.
The mom water.
Who wants to start this one off? Go ahead, whoever.
Man, give me BYU.
Oh!
Them dudes can play football out there. Them dudes can play football out there. All jokes aside, they can play football out there. You know that.
You know what? I would have joined you. I earlier this year when BYU beat Baylor, I was on them. I started riding BYU, and then they hit a rough patch. I swear, it was like four. Oh, then they played Oregon, got dog walked, lost a couple more after that. I don't think I can ride them. I'm gonna go the other way. I would like to say I can roll with the storm and Mormons, but. Not so fast.
You going SMU?
So, give me SMU. Maybe they're not hitting another death penalty. Let's roll SMU out. Let's go.
Thank God, because right now we were at five games, all picking the same. So I'm taking BYU. I'm going to take the Storm and Mormons. Rasheed Rice has opted out, quarterback. And Dylan Godfrey is also out with an undisclosed reason. They still haven't said why for SMU. No player on SMU has had a third of Rasheed's targets all season. So with that being said, that dude's opted out, says, I'm going to the NFL. I ain't playing this game. The Mormons are getting 5.5. Give me the Mormons. Give me BYU plus the 5.5. All right, boys, next one, we got the Frisco Bowl, North Texas versus BYU in the blue, the blue turf Smurfs. Boise State. Yeah, I don't know why I said BYU. North Texas versus Boise State. Boise State, 10.5-point favorites. Tanner, what do you like?
Man. North Texas, I just got a little tidbit. They failed to cover the last four bowl games. have failed to cover each of their last eight games in the month of December or later. But on the other hand, Boise State's 0-5 against the spread against non-conference opponents this year. So you got that going for you. North Texas is going to have a little bit of a home crowd since they're playing down there. And I don't want to keep taking. I'm going to take an underdog. That's how you win. Sometimes give me North Texas in the 10.
Okay, North Texas. I'm going to take Boise State. Like you said, North Texas has failed to cover. I got him failed to last cover the last three games. Latrell's just covered one of his last five bowls. He's coached. Polani should go full go for Boise State this week or for the game. The Broncos have the best defense in the nation with on passing down success rate. North Texas' offensive strength is not as great. Obviously, I think defense powers offense there. Give me Boise State minus the 10.5. I think they end up winning. Hopefully, two touchdowns. They cover that 10.5.
Yeah, call it a sweep. Give me Boise. Mid-major school versus mid-major school, man, they're one of the best, man, still to this day. So they win this game.
Okay. Jonathan's going to pack his bags and head down to South Carolina for the Myrtle Beach Bowl. Myrtle Beach, Marshall, we are Marshall, 10-point favorites versus UConn in the Fighting Jim Morris. Jonathan, what do you like?
Oh, my God. Can a bowl game end in a tie? How did UConn get a bowl game? That's crazy.
6-6.
And Marshall beat Notre Dame. Marshall beat Notre Dame, and that was kind of their claim to fame, man. But good versus good. Give me Marshall. They'll win this game.
Okay. Tanner?
Oh, man. I'm kind of tore up on this. I've been looking at it. I don't know if I'm going to get the same Marshall team that we got when they played against Notre Dame, or are we going to get a different Marshall team?
Four out of their last five.
Yeah,
They've won four straight since they lost the Coastal.
Yep. They won 12-0, 28-21, 23-10. You know what? Give me the Fighting Herd. I'll take Marshall. Get Mossed out there. So, yeah, give me Marshall.
Okay. I'm going to take Jim Mora and the Fighting Connecticut Huskies here. I'm just kind of going to buck our trend that we have going on with everything. UConn has covered four out of their last five games this season. The only one they didn't cover was their November 19th game against Army. But I think Jim Mora has turned the squad around. That used to be a laughing stock of college football back when it was 1-2 win teams back in the day. It's 10 points, so I can get that touchdown and that field goal. Give it to me. Give me UConn. Mora will have those boys playing. They're excited to get to a bowl game. I think they're going to be more excited than Marshall. Just hope excitement equates to a cover. So, I'll take UConn. The next one is the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Eastern Michigan versus San Jose State. San Jose State, 3.5-point favorites. Tanner.
You know what? The last time San Jose played in the game, I think last bowl game I watched them, they played Ball State. They were like 10-point favorites. Ball State came out and thumped their ass. So I'm going to roll with another MAC school just because San Jose has failed to cover its last six games. And Eastern Michigan is 5-1 against the spread as an underdog this year. But those two things said, Eastern Michigan, I think they're out of Ypsilanti or wherever the hell that school is. So give me those guys. Give me Eastern Michigan in the points.
I agree. I'm going to go with Eastern Michigan as well, representing the MAC. They've played well. They're 8-4 in the year. Like you said, they've They found themselves a nice little streak here. They've won four of their last five. They've covered four of their last five games. The only game they didn't cover was Akron. I feel sorry for these kids having to go play a damn bowl game in Boise, Idaho, while everybody else goes to Bahamas or Myrtle Beach or God knows where. Give me Eastern. San Jose, they're going to be missing those beaches down there. So they got to go up to a dome and play in Idaho. Give me Eastern. John?
John?
John Birdsong.
John?
John?
Yeah, Dad, sorry. I think we have technical difficulties over here, man. But, no, nah, man, I think we have a little bit a weird pairing here where we have, and especially geologically, you know what I'm saying? And we got Eastern Michigan going on, like, you know what I'm saying, like Idaho, and we got a school coming, you know what I'm saying, from California up to Idaho. So, like, dude, it's just an experience. It's going to be good on good. I know I've used it. It's an overused term tonight for me, good on good. Eastern Michigan likes to get the game up into the 30s. They like to score. They like to hurry up and, you know what I'm saying, and if your offense can get out there and score, great. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not necessarily – I'm not saying their defense is porous, but their defense is, you know what I'm saying, not necessarily, you know what I'm saying, out there to, you know what I'm saying, to stop you. You know what I'm saying? They want their offense out there. So I would, you know what I'm saying, I kind of like Eastern Michigan in this as well. I think they try to push this game into the high 20s, 30s, and roll out with the victory.
Okay. Next one is the Boca Raton Bowl, Liberty versus Toledo. Toledo, 4.5-point favorites. Obviously, guys, Hugh Freeze leaving Liberty, going to Auburn.
Auburn.
So he is not coaching at Liberty for the game. I like the Rockets, man. Max School, 4.5. They're playing decent. I don't know how much of a difference that coach is going to make. The problem is they haven't covered four of the last five games.
Yeah, good they're 1-5 in their last against the spread.
Yeah, yeah. The good news is, though, Tanner, they covered their last one. The second piece of good news is they don't have to face the main head coach. So,
yep.
With that being said, Liberty has lost against the spread the last three games in a row and lost outright their last three. That being said, the tiebreaker is it's a max school. I'm going Toledo to cover the 4.5. Let's go.
I'm going to snap call you, make it easy. I'm with you on that, too. I'm going to go Rockets, too, just because I think the Hugh Freeze effect is going to – they don't have the – he's a great coach with him not being at the helm. It's when they lose their team, when they lose a head coach like that. I mean, I look back at Notre Dame when that dude was a coach, and they were up 28-7, and they got their asses rolled in that second half. So, I mean, I feel like those teams come out and play the first. If you were a betting person, you wanted to take like the schools like Liberty and stuff, they come out and play probably pretty good that first half. And then I think those coaches probably don't know those halftime adjustments to make, and I think that's what cost them late in the game. So just with that, give me Toledo Rockets.
Okay. John?
The MAC is sweeping bowl season this year, dude.
Uh-oh.
give me Toledo, man. The MAC is sweeping bowl season this year.
Broncos country, let's ride.
All right, we riding. Final one, guys. Final bowl game of our – Jesus. IU warns students of an armed suspect on campus. Breaking news. So,
oh boy.
If you're listening to this down on IU's campus, stay in your dorms.
Take cover.
Take cover. Sounds like Tom Crean's back on. No, I'm just kidding, Tom. It's all right. All love.
Yeah,
there, Dockett. That might be Dockett. I don't know.
Yeah.
his love fascination. RL Carriers New Orleans Bowl. Western Kentucky versus South Alabama. South Alabama is a 4-point favorite, guys. Western Kentucky's quarterback, Austin Reed, is entering the transfer portal. The other three players on that quarterback depth chart, boys, have only had 17 total passing attempts behind them. That ain't a lot. And I don't think there's enough practices in the world to get you ready for a bowl game. And you ain't playing no slouch. You're playing South Alabama. I believe they're the Eagles. I may be wrong on that, but
No, I think they look like the Bobcats or something.
Oh, Bobcats. They're 10-2. They've won at least their last five, I'm looking at.
I lie. They're the Jaguars. Let's give them some credit. They're the Jaguars.
Okay.
South
the Jags.
Jaguars.
I'm a Jaguar. Hey, I'm a Jaguar fan. They haven't covered two of the last five, but that's okay because that quarterback's gone for Western Kentucky. They still have their head coach. But give me South Alabama minus the four to cover it.
I'm with you, too, on that. I think they're – go ahead, Jonathan.
No, yeah, South Alabama's winning this game. If this game had been played early on in the season, I'd have gave Western Kentucky a little bit more of an edge. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, South Alabama's gonna win this game.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Yeah, I'm just gonna roll with that just because I'll just throw a couple things in there. South Alabama, they're playing in New Orleans. Fans are gonna be able to travel close right there. Not a far drive for those hillbillies down south and go across that probably Interstate 10 or something down low that they can get over there. Cajun country down there. So South Alabama's 4-0 against the spread against non-conference opponents this season. So I'm going to roll with that. And just what Reese said with that quarterback issue over there. With that just being said, I'm gonna roll with the South
they
Alabama.
17 more passes than the three of us. Right? I mean, come on now. All right. Gentlemen, that is our first week bull picks. Tanner, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I will because, and that's what a good host does. Mortal lock. Of those games, what's your mortal lock that's going to cover? Guaranteed.
Oh, man. Mortal lock. I'm going to go.
Wish I had some Jeopardy music right now.
No, I think I'm going to roll with. I think.
I mean, I'll play this.
I think I'm just. I'm going to roll. I'm rolling Oregon State. I think Oregon State.
Oregon State.
There we go. I think those Florida kids will get that swag bag. They'll be down there in Las Vegas partying their ass off. I think Oregon State, they've played enough games over in that region. They've been there before. I think Oregon State.
I'm glad you said that because mine was going to be Oregon State as well. So we're both on the same mortal lock. I love it. We might start tracking mortal locks too. So we might just have a mortal lock each week. Jonathan, do you have a mortal lock for the week?
I told you, the Mac going undefeated.
Oh, he's going to take all
so
of
which
them.
Which one do you want?
He's taking them all.
I'm taking all the Mac.
All the Mac.
Okay. Wow.
All right.
All the
good.
Mac.
I like that.
Tanner, quick trivia question. Do you know the music?
I'm trying to hear it. Are you playing it still?
Yep.
It's WWE.
What is that, like Saturday night main event, son?
Nope.
It's time to
rumble!
Oh, God.
Time to rumble!
Oh, my God. I'm ready for that.
It's the bowl season! It's time for bowl season, baby!
Oh, my God. This dude
I booked my hotel for your wedding last night, Reed.
I love it. JB, are you staying in the hotel or no?
No, I'm not, man. But I'll be there. I'm locked in.
Oh, I like to hear.
The wedding's at Omni, too, right?
Yeah. You don't have to say it over the airwaves, but yeah.
Oh.
I mean, trying to have the whole damn listening audience there.
Well.
But. I will tell you this. There's two things, fellas, that will make that night great.
With a tear in my eye,
whoa.
This is the greatest moment in my life.
And then...
It's so hard for me to sit back here in this studio looking at a guy out here hollering my name.
My name.
When last year I spent more money on spilt liquor in bars from one side of this world to the other than you made. You're talking to the Rolex-wearing, diamond ring-wearing, kid-stealing, woo, wheeling-dealing, limousine-riding, jet-flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down. Woo!
All right. So, it's going to be a great time. Gentlemen, bowl season, week one, picks are in. We'll be back again next Wednesday. Or no, excuse me, scratch that. Next Thursday night for bowl, I believe next Wednesday or Thursday. We'll see. It may be Wednesday. We'll be back next week with week two of bowls.
I'm good for both.
Perfect. Another big bowl season week. We'll see how our results do, or see how our mortal locks do. Jonathan taking the whole damn MAC to win
the whole
this week.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes.
I'm putting
Tanner,
a parlay in there for $10. I'm putting a parlay in there to see what it does for $10.
Ooh, I might put a, I might do a money line parlay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, we,
who do you like tonight?
Put, who do I like tonight?
I'm a Raiders fan, and I kind of like
it. I bought it down to 3.
Okay. Yeah. If it's 3.5, I like that. I think it's going to be a little closer.
Yeah, I bought it down to 3 49ers. So I told John last night on our show that they have a great squad. I think they're right now they're one of the hottest teams in the NFL, even with Zach or Purdy as their quarterback.
Yeah, Purdy. I think that Debo thing's going to hurt him for a little bit. He's a little dynamic, but
how do you
we'll
feel?
See.
You're on your third quarterback.
I know. I was really loving it when that Trey Lance went out there because I wasn't a big fan. So when Jimmy G went down, I was like, season's over. But now they said he can come back and like the wild card possibly. So
right.
I like our chances. If they can just finish like 11 and they're 9-4, I think right now, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, I know I was going to ask you. I haven't had a chance to ask you.
If they could end up 11-6, I'll be all right. If they could end up at that, I'll be good.
Yeah. I didn't get it. We didn't have you on, haven't been able to ask you. You know who the number one team in college basketball is right now, right?
Yeah. You know what happened the last time they were number one? I think it lasted like 3 days. And then
no, this time it's going to last about 4 weeks. Secondly, Jonathan.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, let's talk about that cupcake schedule Purdue has from now until the Big Ten starts.
I'm sorry, they played their hard games early. But secondly,
Hold on.
Secondly, Jonathan, remind me, was the team that was preseason number one, are they even in the damn top 25 anymore?
Oh man,
I'm lost.
I'm not even worried about that. You sound like everybody that you think championships are won in November, December. Get the hell out of here.
They're getting saved. They're started there.
No, they're not.
What'd I tell you? I told them it'd be about 3 weeks they'd be out of the top 25. They already gone.
I'm telling you.
Man, North Carolina's on the bubble.
I'm telling you. I love it when you less pressure when you're not riding number one. Watch Purdue. We'll see what they do.
I mean, they're going to lose at some point. They'll probably lose at Ohio State on January 5th. That's where the loss is coming. Crossroads will be there this weekend, though, at Gainbridge for the games, Ball State game and the Purdue game.
You guys probably have the Citadel or something on your schedule coming up or something.
No, we got Davidson.
Yeah, here we go. Davidson, Indiana School of the Blind.
Hey, you want to talk about real quick?
Else.
How was
Indiana
it going down to enemy territory?
Oh, that game was awesome. The atmosphere at Assembly Hall for that game was one of the best atmospheres I've ever been in. And,
nobody was swinging through your head?
No, that's what I was more mad about. I thought the fans would be a little bit more hostile coming at me, and they really didn't say much, except in the bathroom when they knew I had, like, nobody around me. Like, but when I was walking through the hall, nothing. But, man, they felt like they were just going to hide. Trying to get out of that bathroom, I feel like all these frat boys were just trying to jump my ass in that bathroom anytime they saw me coming out of North Carolina.
That was like scumbags
was
to
like,
me.
Yeah, I was like, I can't even get away with it. And, man, they were just trying to take cheap shots. But, no, that atmosphere, I will say that. Assembly Hall is one of the best. When it's rocking and rolling, it's one of the loudest places to watch a college game. It's got a great atmosphere, great vibe to it. when it's rocking and rolling.
Okay.
It's hard to win.
All right. Yeah. Well, Purdue does enough of it there. Yeah. So.
Oh!
I mean, they do it every year.
Finger. Hey, if you guys can only count those as your national championships, you might have a couple banners hanging up in there.
All right, Tanner, it's always a great pleasure to have you. we'll see you again next week, and we'll see you for bowl season.
We'll see how our teams are going.
Yep. Keep up on Twitter.
We'll
look for him. T_Nuts23, I believe.
Yeah, I'll just leave it at this. How bad do you think IU is going to lose on Saturday?
12?
I know.
I think
the line's
going to
be 8. I haven't either, but I think it's got to be at least 8, 8.5.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking 8, 8.5.
Yeah.
The line.
Yeah.
So I think they cover it by being by 12. So.
Yeah, I do too. I think that they're going to have a rude awakening down there in Fog Allen. So, yeah.
Okay. All right, T. We'll see you, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it for having me.
Mm-hmm.
Take care.
See you next week. All right, John. Bull season, buddy. Week one. It's a wild show. This is starting to become a tradition, and I love it. Not only do you get the picks, but you get the comedy. You get the craziness out of it. It's what makes this makes this show this show. You got anything else before we wrap?
I don't, man. We'll be back next week bigger, better, and deafer, man. Can't wait.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show. You can find more episodes on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like and subscribe for more Crossroads Sports content.